This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It could cost about $17 million to bring clean water to the properties around North Bennington that have tested positive for PFOA. This according to two engineering reports that were recently completed. So far, 227 wells in the area are contaminated with PFOA, which is a suspected cancer-causing chemical, and the state says it wants to extend nearby municipal water systems to the contaminated properties. But now that the engineering studies are done, some big questions remain. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Brian Billard runs the filtration plant in Bennington, and he's standing at the source of the town's clean water.
This is Bullsbrook. This is where our water comes from. This is our intake structure. Everything's gravity-fed from here to the water plant.
Bullsbrook spills out of the Green Mountain National Forest, and its water flows into Bennington's filtration plant, which is about a mile away. The plant is state-of-the-art, with computerized monitoring systems, and it operates at less than half of its capacity. So there's plenty of cold, clean water to supply the people in North Bennington and Bennington who have PFOA in their private wells. Plant Superintendent Terry Morse says there's a reason why the water system isn't already serving the far reaches of Bennington and North Bennington.
One of the reasons water mains haven't been extended in these areas is because, in general, they're not overly populated areas. They're a rural area where most of the lots are either undeveloped or they're very large lots for single residents.
Financially, it just doesn't make sense to lay miles of pipe for a few hundred customers. But state and local officials say this is the best way of addressing the widespread water contamination. To make the extension even marginally sustainable, Moore says homes with PFOA, and even those without the chemical, will need to hook on to help cover maintenance costs.
The bottom line is here is that if we're going to buy into this process and we're going to buy into this project for the long-term maintenance and upkeep on these lines, I think that we really need to more than encourage people to tie on if everybody's going to make this investment.
Because the investment in Bennington will be almost $14 million, and at this point, it's not clear who will pay. And the Bennington system will only serve a portion of the contaminated properties. It would cost another $3 to $4 million to reach the remaining properties from a second system in North Bennington. The company Saint-Gobain has been paying for bottled water, water testing, and carbon filter systems, but the company hasn't agreed to cover the municipal waterline extensions. The company did pay for the engineering studies, and Governor Shumlin says he'll meet with company officials to talk about the next step.
They are not required to reimburse. That would be decided by a court of law if we came to a dispute about how we build this out. My hope is that before we all lawyer up, let's try do what's right. And so far, that's been working.
The Bennington Select Board decides when and if the project will move forward. Select Board Chairman Thomas Jacobs says he's not eager to hold a bond vote, but at the same time, people are calling him about taking care of the situation. So, he says, the town's in a tough position.
I don't see the town just deciding to go ahead and start construction in the fall or the spring without having some real firm groundwork done, whether we're going to have another third party involved. But at the same time, we've got these citizens that are concerned, the impact upon their lifestyles, their values, their property. There are all considerations that we have to deal with sooner rather than later.
Then there are the issues of laying pipes in wetlands and over streams and getting all of the necessary permits and easements to make the project happen. And the state is still testing wells, so there might be even more water lines and costs pinned to the project. Engineers say construction could begin at the end of this year, and if that happens, work will likely run until the end of 2017. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.